And finally today, another conversation about faith and politics. And here we're going to focus on evangelical Christians. Evangelical Christians, especially white evangelical Christians, were a major source of support for Donald Trump during last year's election, when 4 out of 5 white evangelicals voted for him. And these voters continue to be a key part of his base, as well as for another political figure facing alarming allegations about his personal conduct, the Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore. In both cases, supporters make the same argument that the alleged or actual personal conduct of these men, however distasteful, is less important than their avowed support for causes important to them, such as curtailing legal abortion or opposing same-sex marriage or confirming conservative judges. That concerns some prominent evangelicals, including Jim Wallace, president of Sojourners. He recently posted a piece in the Washington Post where he argued that, quote, American Christians have not really reckoned with the climate President Trump has created in our country and the spiritual obligation we have to repair it. As a result, the soul of our nation and the integrity of the Christian faith are at risk, unquote. We called him to talk about that, and he's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studios now. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For additional perspective, we've also called Herschel York. He is a pastor and a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. He's joining us from his home office in Frankfort, Kentucky. Pastor York, thank you so much for speaking with us once again.
Well, you're welcome. I'm delighted to be with you.
And I want to mention, we're also going to be exploring political dilemmas faced by other religiously committed voters in the coming weeks. But we're going to start here because of your piece, Reverend Wallace, which is pretty scathing. Now, it is no secret to those who follow your work that you have not supported Donald Trump. But I take it from your piece that you believe that Christian support for Donald Trump is something of an ethical challenge for Christians, if I can put it that way. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, I think these issues are much deeper than politics. Many of us feel politically homeless these days. But the racial divide is of deep concern to me. So when white evangelicals say to black evangelicals, I didn't vote for Donald Trump because of his racial bigotry, but because of other issues like the ones you mentioned. The response often back from black evangelicals is, so his racial bigotry wasn't a deal breaker for you, I guess. And we're really having to repair that divide.
Reverend York, do you agree that there is a crisis among American Christians? And do you believe that Donald Trump plays some role in that?
Yes, I think we are in danger of, as evangelicals, losing influence for the gospel's sake, really for a generation, because of this uneasy alliance. You know, I think one of the difficulties is understanding how we affect power during a time like this. You know, there are two different narratives from the Bible that we can put on this. One is that we're to be like Daniel, who served Nebuchadnezzar in his court, and we want to be faithful, even though we're serving someone who is not in agreement with us. But the other narrative we could put on are the Pharisees conniving with Pontius Pilate. And the question is it collusion, complicity, connivance, or is it capitalization on a unique moment in history to shape the future through judicial appointments? It's a really difficult moment for evangelicals.
Pastor York, why do you think that so many white Christian evangelicals supported Donald Trump and Roy Moore now? I mean, why right. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that in their minds, they've made a basically a prioritization of issues. And for a lot of evangelicals, the abortion issue is the number one issue. And so they are willing to make peace with any flawed politician who yet will fight abortion and stand for other things. I think the rapid change on the gay marriage issue, and a lot of evangelicals felt like there was really an undue pressure to go beyond simply understanding that this is now in society to having to accommodate it and against one's own personal conviction.
What do you think, Reverend Wallace? Why do you think so many evangelicals, particularly white evangelicals, are supporting Donald Trump? Do you think it's because, like Reverend York said, it's a priority of issues? It's like, well, he supports the issues that I support, so I will de-emphasize other things.
Well, the polling that I've seen lately, in fact, shows something different, that the majority of white evangelicals are supporting Donald Trump because of immigration. They're anger toward immigrants or guns, or as evangelical pastors often tell me, I've got them for 3 hours, 2 hours a week, and Fox News has them every day. It's that agenda. It's a political agenda. It's an now, there's a core of people, that Pastor Jorg is right, that care about things like abortion and marriage and family. But even there, to have Donald Trump as a champion for those things is rather incredible. This man is a defender of marriage is quite ridiculous. And in fact, this president supported and the Republican passed tax bill just now will hurt poor families, taking away food and education and health care, and the abortion rates will go up. I believe in a consistent ethic of life.
Did Bill Clinton pose an ethical challenge for you, Reverend Wallace, in the sense that he supported policies that I would imagine you embrace on some level, but his personal conduct was not one that many people found appealing?
Absolutely. And I wrote at the time against his moral behavior. And back then, the polls show that evangelicals said that 70% of evangelicals believe that a candidate's moral character was important to their governing. 70%. I was with them. I spoke out against Bill Clinton. Now, 30% of white evangelicals say it's important. Doesn't matter anymore. That's a profoundly disturbing change in the polling. Yes, I spoke against Bill Clinton.
You spoke against him to
behavior.
The point where feeling that he wasn't fit for office because of his conduct? Or you felt that you had to speak against him as opposed to... You see, I'm asking you, what form did that challenge take in your...
Well, I was against those who said, as you know, we should just move on. I didn't move on. I said his moral behavior is connected to governance. And a few of us said that and got critiqued from the left for saying so back then. But I think there's got to be a consistency in this. And Donald Trump's moral behavior is really disgusting. It's the antithesis of Christian values. This is the worship of money and sex and power. Everyone struggles with this. Public figures struggle. They should struggle, though. There's not even a struggle, this man. And I agree with Pastor York speaking the truth to power. But this man's destroying truth. This is an administration of perpetual, continual lying. So much is at stake for our faith in this, the soul of the nation. And how we respond as Christians has got to be more than the ends justify the means.
Jim Wallace is president of Sojourners, a Christian social justice activist organization. It also publishes a magazine, and he also has a podcast, and he was kind enough to join us here in Washington, D.C. Herschel York is a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and also senior pastor at Buck Run Baptist Church, which is in Frankfort, Kentucky. We reached him at his home office there. Jim Wallace, Herschel York, thank you both so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
And one more word about this. As the winter holidays approach, many people from different religious backgrounds or who are secular say they feel a sense of crisis around the holidays, with too much emphasis on material goods and not enough on deeper values. With that in mind, we've invited the authors of two books, both personal finance experts, to speak with us next week, and we'd like to offer questions from you. If you have questions for Richard Watts, the author of Entitlemania, How Not to Spoil Your Kids and What to Do If You Have, or Beth Kobliner, author of How to Make Your Kid a Money Genius, even if you're not, then please send us an email or reach out to us on our Facebook page. We'll choose questions that speak to concerns many listeners have and get answers for you. And we'll be back with those next week.